This episode of Guns Blazing is brought to you by the people at 3Chi. 3Chi is the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and a great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. So go to 3Chi.com to shop for Delta-8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, gummies, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S, the numbers 21, at checkout to receive 5% off your order. That's code GUNS21 at checkout to receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
That's just a little feel-good start there, Todd, by me.
I feel better.
I'll tell you, you know, I know you feel better, and I'm going to tell you what. I'm over here. I'm lathering up as we speak. Look at this.
Got the lotion on deck.
I'm getting my legs. I'm getting the legs right now. I'm going with the knees and the shins, bro. After seeing KD walk out there looking like fucking Groot, bro, from... Yeah, he out there, bro, it looked like the Mojave Desert out there between his socks and the leggings.
He's not happy about it. He responds with every single tweet about his ashy ankles with, I'm about to pull my y'all broke card in a second. Fuck y'all. He ain't happy. Bro,
I can't believe what I'm looking at, bro. It has to be an actual, like, a situation unfolding.
Yeah,
what's a disease that your skin looks like where it could possibly be that your skin looks like a humongous scab? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, it's not psoriasis. It's not shingles. It's not. It's just. It's, man. It almost looks like fish scales.
Dude, that shit looks like Mars.
It's like, it's drier than the Mojave Desert. It's like when you see the desert floor and, you know, the earth cracks. Like, that's what his ankles look like.
If you back away from it, it looks like any downtown on Google Maps. Bro, that shit.
It literally looks like he's half fish, half man. Like a mermaid. Like a merman. He's a merman.
It's merman, Dad. It's merman. Bro, I tweeted about it. I'm going to go ahead and tag Jergens underneath it. I'm going to tag Nevia. That's another big one, bro. I mean, what are we doing here, Groot? That shit looks like tree bark.
I wonder how high that goes up, because it's not even really his ankle. It's like halfway between his ankle and his calf. So I wonder how far that shit goes up. Hey.
I hope it ain't. Has any other good responses on tweet? And you were looking at the responses. Are there any other good ones?
He uses the same one over and over, as far as I can tell.
I'm telling you right now, bro. I'm going to get a lotion tub.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I got to get my face, bro.
You don't want that to happen to you. But you know what? Fuck it. What's he got to worry about? He's a gajillionaire.
But can't you just have someone go to the store, run to the store, and grab you some lotion?
Maybe it doesn't do any good.
That means he's never been putting it on his whole life.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know works.
So listen, we obviously know we have a ton of pro athletes that listen to our podcast, Todd.
So many pro athletes.
I'm going to need if anybody in here is actually a teammate of Kevin Durant right now, KD teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we do know that what's his name, the point guard, fucking Kyrie Irving, is definitely a huge listener. Maybe he'll call in or DM us or he'll text me, obviously.
Yeah, he'll text you as soon as
and let me
it.
Know if that shit is bullshit or if it's Photoshop. Like, what is going on with the Groot ankles?
Maybe it's Photoshop, because I've never seen it to that level before. You know, I get some black friends, get a little ashy from time to time, elbows, whatever, knees.
Yeah.
But nothing to that extent. And halfway up, like between your ankle and calf, it's a weird area. I could see feet and on the ankle. That's just really high up.
It can be tough down there. And especially if you're a tall guy, I could see someone overlooking the ankle. You know, maybe the edge, a little ball stick out, little tiny balls. I got a little ball thing down there.
People got crusty, fucked up feet. Like they get to, a lot of people have that problem. I got don't.
A little chapness that'll pop out on my outside left ankle. That little ball that sticks out from the foot, the little headset.
Sure. But who's looking at it?
I do wear the low socks, but I do occasionally I'll get a little insecure and I'll pull it up over the little headset ball.
Oh, yeah? Just like a little calloused area?
If it's acting up, if it's extra callous and I can see the coloration, I'll look down in a weird angle because it's hard to see that part of your body.
Yeah.
Outside of your back, the outside of your leg, to get a clean-ass look, you really got to contort your leg.
Listen, we all got our thing. I got a little bit of weird-placed back hair,
Oh, yeah? Where's that at?
Like right where the probably if you were a cannibal and you were going to eat me, the back the back straps, what you would cut out, what they would refer to as the back straps on an animal, like right there in that area. Just hair right there. And then a little bit, that goes on the shoulders, but it's sporadic. Like you really have to look to see it.
Yeah.
But the other part is just these two kind of weird patches. Like, I don't know what the evolutionary value of that is. Like, why would these two parts of my back are the only parts that would get cold or need extra warmth? But it's what evolution did to me. It's that what my DNA did to me.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
So every now and then I just trim it off. But I'm getting where I'm losing flexibility in my shoulders. I can't reach all of it like I used to be able to. It's hard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to really start getting into the yoga.
Well, they do the sticks with the razor on them, so you can get your whole back. They do the razor sticks, I think.
For real?
I saw someone doing his own back with a razor stick, like a long stick on a razor, and you could fucking shave your asshole if you wanted from the top end.
Can you buy these, or are they homemade?
Well, I think these are. I think these are real. Let's see here.
I could duct tape just like a broom handle, saw it off, and duct tape it around my clipper. If I need to.
Work.
Or I just have my lady do it. One or the other.
Well, okay, she's at work, bro. Back hair razor. Yeah, they got them right here, bro. $35.
I'm going to order one today.
Dude, I'm going to fucking hit you with this link right now. Just Google back hair razors. I mean, we're talking a ton of fucking options here, dude.
I'm going to write that down. Back hair razors. Is it a razor or a clipper? Like a trimmer?
It's like, the ones that the extra thing you put on with the line straight across. Like if you used to have sideburns and that's how you would trim them down.
Oh, yeah.
One of those straight long guys. But not a fucking actual clipper, like an old school clipper where you're getting your shit faded.
Yeah.
It's a little head top with the razors on the outside. You know what I mean?
So what do I need to Google again?
Like a triceratops.
What's it called?
Just Google back hair razors, plural. So they'll give you several options to choose from. This one right here, they actually show a fucking close edge razor. Like they're going to. I
don't want to use that.
Don't use that one. That's not the gun you want to use.
No.
It's called the. I mean, no free ads for anybody. I don't want to name it because it's not Manscaped. It's only razors we fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'd probably be better off by taking the fucking 4.0 and just duct taping it to an actual stick.
Yeah, I might do that.
You know what would be good? The key, I think the best thing to tape it to would be one of those rounded off things that you grab a tennis ball with for your doggy to throw it out so you don't get slobber all over yourself.
What is that? I've never heard of that either.
The stick with the fucking little grip at the end where you get the ball.
It's like a highlight thing?
Yeah, and you throw your doggy's ball really super far without having to fucking throw your arm out because you're trying to be Tom Glavine in 1992.
Jeez, I'm going to get one of those. Although it's good to work out my arm every now and then, just in case I get the call.
Yeah, you'll. But here's the thing, though.
The Reds may call me.
They could call you up, but this helps as far as rotator cuff situation. You're still going to get a workout in, but it's more of a flick here than a full fucking from the full back to front. You know what I mean? Motion. We know you're 50. We can't have you fucking up shit. You already have a problem getting in out of bed sometimes.
I know, but my right shoulder, I don't think I can possibly tear it. I mean, it's so tight. Well, after they put it together, too tight after they took it apart and reassembled it. So it's almost like a bionic shoulder I have.
Well, people don't know that when you were a kid, that movie with the kid that fucked his arm up and he can throw 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, with Tony Danza. Danza, one of the most underrated actors of all time, by the way.
But long, not even close. It's 100% truth right there.
Jesus.
It's not even close to what I meant to say. But you were that story was based off of you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You are literally, you could throw 100 miles an hour. They brought you up to the bigs, and you played for the Cubs for a little while.
Mm-hmm. For three seasons.
Yeah. And then one day, remember what happened at the end? And this was the kicker that I'm glad they kept this part into the movie. Remember you fucked your arm up and then you couldn't throw fast again, so you had to go out there and throw nothing but change-ups and the fucking loop-de-loop,
mm-hmm.
and you struck the dude out and won? God
through
damn.
Through the Ephus pitch.
Yeah, the old fucking, the old swoopy-doop.
Woo! Boom.
Got
hard
him.
To hit. Hard to hit.
Hard to hit.
I love a good Ephus pitch. Oh, my God. I haven't seen a major league pitcher. Of course, I don't watch baseball that much anymore, but I haven't seen a major league pitcher throw one of those in decades.
Or a clean knuckler. I mean, listen, shout out Phil. Tim Wakefield, also Phil Niekro.
Yeah, both. Career. You could. They each played till they were in their late 80s because they weren't using any of their arm. They weren't doing any damage to the arm. They're throwing the ball like 43 miles an hour.
It's essentially cornhole overhand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without the spin. Minus the spin and overhand. Absolutely, completely opposite of cornhole, but somehow still just like cornhole.
I bet you Tim Wakefield would have been awesome at cornhole. Awesome.
Oh, my God, bro. Can you imagine? I bet. What's he doing right now? He could probably qualify for the seniors tour next year, bro.
How about the quiz? Quisenberry with the fucking sidearm. Because he almost threw underhand. He was so sidearm.
My favorite sidearm person was Dennis Eckersley of all time. But who's the other dude that was Williams was his last name. Played for the Twins. He used to almost fucking grab the ball from underneath the dirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Those guys would be great corner. Because you know how in the women's brackets or that side of the house, there's a lot of them that are really, really top shelf who were softball players, pitchers.
Yeah.
Boom.
Sam Finley, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So I think the same would apply to a good sidewinder.
I think so.
Pitcher.
I think you're saw something there. Also, I want to give a shout out to the Girls Throw 2 podcast and forum for helping your boy get the word out for his Virginia Beach show December 2nd. Those girls have been really awesome about it, posting, getting some folks to come out in the cornhole community, which if you're there that Thursday before the Atlantic Open, which is Virginia Beach ACL Open.
Nice.
Be at Virginia Beach. I'm going to kill on stage and then go and fucking win the tournament, bro.
Why not? You're there.
Advanced singles. I don't care. Trey Birchfield better stay out of my way. Fucking Eric Anderson better steer clear. Fucking Adam Hisner and Cody Henderson. Don't even step to me when we're in Virginia Beach, guys. No better, bro. Duncan Clemmer, calm down. By the way, I saw Adam Hisner do some clips some earlier clips with no hat on.
What?
He's bald as fuck. I just never pictured him because I always see him with his hat, bro.
Well, that's why probably.
A great selection of a hat. That's like a perfect. Adam Hisner is like one of my favorite. If you just step away from gameplay, like just say, let's say all pros are dead even for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If you pick character out, you're automatically top five character is Adam Hisner.
Well, he's a great highlight reel guy.
Great highlight reel.
Some of the best shots ever. He may not win, but he's always in contention. And, man, he has some great highlight moments.
You know what I love is that he went to the closed cocktail. He had to have the cocktail with the closed lid because he got so goddamn good at cornhole and he got so good at celebrating because he was hitting unbelievable shots. He was spilling too many cocktails and venues were upset. Mm-hmm. They were like, listen, we can't have this fucking champion in here throwing bags. He's spilling his cocktail everywhere. And that's when he moved to the fucking closed up vessel.
Had to. He's a beast.
You know what I love about cornhole, dude?
What's that?
Is that no matter how many times you hit an airmail drag, it never gets fucking old, bro.
Sure.
And that's why he had to change it up. He knows that. He's hitting them every few rounds, bro. And then he hits the two double bag drag for a 9-point bag, and boom, you're going to celebrate. You don't want to spill your drink, man.
Mm-mm. Don't spill your drink. I mean, it's not good cornhole etiquette.
It's not, bro. No matter how awesome you are, steer clear of me in Virginia Beach, my man.
I'm coming for you.
All the top guys, bro.
Why not? You're there. Tony's you might dead. As well win. If you're going to go there, might as well win.
Jimmy Humans, don't cost me. Storm, don't cross me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming for the fucking title in Virginia Beach. Advanced level pro action. Get some, boys. I got a fucking focused laser eye.
You should. What? Dude, I think I recommended this the other day, but if you're into Westerns, you got to watch Old Henry. You're going to have to rent it, but rent it.
Okay.
It's worth it. It's so worth it. That's all I'm going to tell you guys is there hasn't been a good Western come out in a while. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. There is another one. I'll come up with it in a minute. But
there it is. Later. There it is. Write that down.
Old Henry. Write it down right now. It's great.
By the way, I love those ones, bro. I love like if it's anything remotely close to the Outlaw Josie Wales, I'm in.
Yep. You'll love it then. If you like The Unforgiven, mm-hmm. you'll love Old Henry. Just saying.
Yeah. Another Cornwall shout out to the boys over the Doghouse Dogcast, bro. We had them on our podcast before, but obviously mm-hmm. you can see me rocking their hat right here today. It's pretty fucking sweet. They're also helping hat. Me. They also been helping me promote the show. It's just everybody, you know, Cornwall community is just awesome, man.
Hell yeah, it is.
And you know, you got to love them. And they're awesome and they're supportive and cool as shit. And that's why we're not, you know, we play Cornhole. We are involved in Cornhole, but we're not a Cornhole podcast. So we can't really classify ourselves as one.
No, we just dabble in it.
But we do love it. And I have been practicing. I got my bags off yesterday. I got, you know, I got some rounds in at the house. I didn't get a full 1,000 in.
Yeah.
It's getting a little cold out, you know, but it was still nice and sunny enough to be out there in a hoodie. You know what I mean? You got to lean a little more with the hoodie on, Todd, because you're going to hit your arm on your waist a little more, though. The
got to. I know your cornhole game's strong, but how's your dildo game right now?
My dildo game is top-notch, kid.
Well, listen, those listening, if your dildo game, if your sex toy game is subpar in comparison to your friends, then do yourself a favor. Check out CD Universe.
That's what I'm talking about, guys. This is what you're going to want to do. Get involved, okay? It's sold like crazy, all right? These guys are the real deal. We're talking bullets, vibrators, strokers, kid. Who don't want a stroker, Todd?
Listen, this isn't like big sex toy coming at you. This is a big sex toy industry.
No.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about just a core group, like a dozen employees at a small business in Connecticut.
Yep.
I mean, CD Universe, guys, they got their start by selling music and movies on the internet back in 1996. Remember when that was a thing, when you get all your music and your movies over the internet, like they would ship it to you? Like, they were in that game. And then one day, some vendor accidentally ships them a box of porn. And they're like, okay.
All right.
Why the hell not? And it sold like crazy. So the next thing you know, they jump into the adult toys and novelty game as well. And it changed everything.
You know what? Listen, sometimes when the clouds open and a new game plan unfolds and the world just opens up the universe to you, this is the kind of moves you make. Right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. Listen, look, you can never have enough lube on deck. I don't know if you're into bondage or not, but you want bondage gear? You want to talk about bondage gear? Then you better talk about CD Universe. We already mentioned dildos, cock rings, anal toys, everything that you're into, they got it at CD Universe. It's a huge selection of products from all the major toy brands, including Cal Exotics, Doc Johnson, ever heard of it, condoms, and even lingerie.
I mean, listen, Todd, you know me, bro. I'm one of the biggest cock ring advocates on the planet, bro. A good cock ring? You want to set it off? Get you a cock ring, bro. Hey, Todd, remember you used to talk about all the time how you'd always have a butt plug in?
Oh, yeah.
During the show to really set it off?
Yeah. Well, it just kept me more on point. You know what I mean?
You were sharper.
Kept me light in my step. So it changes everything. Look, and imagine what it would do for you in the bedroom. If you're having sex without a cock ring, stop.
Come on, guy. Get it
Stop.
Together.
Stop. What are you doing?
If you don't have a good firm grip on the base of your Johnson right there at the fucking core of your manhood, maybe a little butt plug in your ass, you know what I mean? Maybe a nice bondage fucking headband.
I don't know what you guys are doing if you're not playing with toys. Listen, right now, because we have mostly guys listen to this. Just if you're doubting what we say, just right now, pause this. Go over to your lady and say, listen, can I check out your drawer? You know, the drawer with all the in it. So check it out. See if it's lacking. See if there's anything in there for you. If there's not, take advantage of this promotion because these people are legit. Otherwise, we wouldn't even mention them. We're serious about our sex toy game.
I'm going to be honest, bro. Let's go ahead. You want to hit them with the deal?
Let's hit them with the deal.
20% off your first order by visiting cduniverse.com/gunsblazing, guys. You know the promo code. You have your sexual desires. They're not being met. Listen, does a race car driver just jump out there in a stock car? Fuck no. Stop having stock sex, guys. Step it up, man. Lubricants, dildos. Who don't need a stroker? You know what I mean?
Elevate your game. The tools are there at your disposal. Take advantage of it. And listen, I know what you're thinking right now. Yeah, but I don't want my delivery person, my Amazon delivery person, or you my USPS delivery person knowing that I'm getting cock rings sent to me by shipping. And listen, I get it, but they've taken care of you. Every package that you get is going to be marked as CD Universe. They're going to think you're getting old school movies and music like you did back in the 90s. And they're going to be like, oh, this guy's cool. He's doing things in a vintage way. No. Just trying to be better at sex, more inventive in the bedroom. That's it. But nobody's going to be the wiser. So do what we're telling you to do. Take advantage right now. Visit cduniverse.com/gunsblazing and get 20% off your order. Don't pay full price right now.
Come on, man. You want to bust a nut at a fifth of the cost. You know what I mean?
Come on.
Well, I think larger than a fifth, but you guys know what I'm saying.
Let's 20% off.
Let's bust harder nuts at a discount. 20% off harder nuts. That's what we're saying here. Basically, we're saying, do you want to bust a harder nut? All right, let's do it at a 20% off, though. That's the thing.
Statistics say that 93% of you aren't doing enough in the bedroom for your lady.
Yep.
Get her a gift. I mean, Christmas is right around the corner. What are you doing? Get on CD Universe right now. Go through the catalog. Find some things that your lady might like. Because I know y'all think, oh, no, I hit it just right. 93% of you do not.
No, you don't, friends. And you do now. And guess what? Even if you don't have a lady, they got you covered. Grab a stroker, kid. Grab a stroker. Okay? After this, I'm gonna tell you a story about one time.
Go ahead. Break it in right now.
Well, hey guys, listen, we know you guys are a bunch of freaks out there, all right? Mm-hmm. Go get your 20% off, get your toys, get it rocking and rolling in the sack, bro, or in traffic, wherever you got to do. cduniverse.com/gunsblazing, get the hookup.
Fly that freak flag like you're Benjamin Martin in the final battle after his son has been killed, and you're running through with your freak flag, and you're fighting off the British, and then boom! Own it.
So one time I was visiting a buddy in Vegas. Well, I was going through Vegas and he was like, you're more than welcome to hang out here. Mm-hmm. So he said, okay, good. So we go there. It's daytime. You know, comedians, we got shit to do, really. I got no money to go do shit. So you just sit around waiting for the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this dude is in his room for a while, right? And then he started telling me his toy, bro. Ooh. It looks like if two tank wheels were like a sandwich bread, right?
Right.
Think about it like that, like two tank wheels, but like this very soft material.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a rubber-based soft material that you put lube into, right? And it the way it works out and vibrates and does, but it somehow it worked with the fucking videos that you watch.
Oh.
So this fucking guy, and the best part is like halfway through the day, I guess something happened in that room and he couldn't do it. I don't know if it was a Wi-Fi or whatever the fuck happened. But he picks up his TV. Like in the middle, he's fucking moving it over to the other. He takes the whole setup, the little fuck me tank wheels, the computer, the TV, he moves it all into the other room.
Right.
Just sets up his fucking smack off shop, shuts the door, says, I'll see you guys later. And then he's just sitting there fucking. Just rolling through the next village, crushing towns, bro.
Dude,
with his fucking tank wheels.
I got a story for you.
One day come on and tell it. Maybe he won't say his name, but I'll have him see if he'll do it.
You should. We're at a Little League game, right? Long time ago. And these neighbors of ours are also there. And the mom has her purse with her in the bleachers. Mm-hmm. And I guess she always carries candy in there or whatever. So her little boy goes in, sifting through whatever. Nobody's watching. Kids just run around the Little League park just doing their thing, right? And he gets out something from her purse, and he's throwing up rocks, and he's hitting them with it. Like with one hand, like whack. And the thing, you know, and finally the dad runs over there because he's like, what do you do? You know, because you can't hit Rod. You got to hit somebody. Yeah. And he grabs it. He's like, what do you got? And he grabs, and it's a giant fucking purple dildo, a floppy one.
In her purse?
He was throwing up rocks and whack with this dildo.
That's so awesome.
And she's like, this? Oh my God, give me that. She rips it from me. Legendary. Oh, man,
that's fucking nice. I'm going to keep lathering up my face. My legs, bro. It's such a scary photo. You guys can hear me lathering
moisturize.
Up.
Moisturize.
I'll Sean's tell you what.
Moisturizing.
CD Universe, I got to be honest, Todd. I didn't tell you this, but they did send me a box of goodies.
I know. You're putting it on your face right now. Lubing it.
The butt plugs are so comfy, bro. I see why you do it now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it keeps you awake.
It does.
Like if you got a long drive, like you got a 14-hour drive, you know, you get into like hour nine and a half, you start, you know, catch yourself kind of nodding off a little bit, seeing shit that isn't really there out of the peripheral, put in butt plug. Remaining like 3.5-4 hours with the butt plug in. It'll keep you awake.
You know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like being in the CIA with top level clearance, but only with yourself. Walking around, everybody else is doing just being normal, and you're like walking around like it's a mission. You're like, these people have no idea that I have my asshole plugged up right now with a sweet ass butt plug from CD Universe.
No idea.
And then imagine the confidence walking around high up on your tippy toes, knowing you got them for 20% off.
Ooh, God, look at me, look at me, look at my posture right now.
Jesus.
I've been binge in the holidays, dude. I binge so much TV during the holidays. Like, fucking, it's my time. It's my time. I've been catching up. Yellow Jackets. Catch that right now. It's on Showtime. New show. It's fucking trippy, dude. Trippy. My lady loves it. I first started, I'm not watching this. I'm like, oh, it's a chick movie. It's like mostly chicks in it. And it's crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What is your go? Like, what's your process to select said shows? Is it only shows that you've gotten word on? Is it like tip, you know, Hot Tip City, or is it by cover art? Because I find the worse the cover art, the less a chance it has of grabbing my attention.
Absolutely. Like I'm obviously going to check out ones that come from Tip City because other people like it, but I like discovering shit of my own that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
So I'll look at the cover art, the thumbnail. I'm like, boom, that looks fucking cool. Somebody invested a lot into that. Uh-huh. And then I'll read the bio and I'm like, oh yeah, hopefully it has some kind of trailer I can watch on YouTube or something. So I get a feel of the aesthetic. And then I go into it, dude, just check out that first episode. Give it 15 minutes. If it don't hold me, you're done. If it grabs me, here we go.
You don't even give it a full episode worth?
No, I'll give it like 15 minutes. Because I'm like, if you don't know what you're doing enough to grab me in the first 15 minutes to at least intrigue me to keep watching, then this is not going to end well for me.
Or for you. Now, when they're building a 10-hour story, I mean, obviously if a 10-episode, you know, sitcom, that's you're really tight. You're running a tight ship over there in the fucking McComas TV land.
That's rule number one. You got to grab them from the start. If you didn't put something in that first 15 minutes,
I guess so. You're right.
Grab hold of me to cause me to watch it. Then you don't know how to fucking make a TV show. My
kill opinion. Somebody or do something, buddy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Do some kind of capital punishment of some sort.
You got to. You got
have
to.
Some
you got to grab
for
me.
The first 15, bro.
I mean, look how all the options we have anymore. We don't have four channels to choose from anymore. We got 4 million. 4 million options. There's so many fucking streaming platforms you can't keep up with it. Just turn on your Roku. There's like a fucking 4,000 apps in there that show TV shows and movies. Tubi is free. You ever check out Tubi? If you're in a documentary,
it being
Tubi
pumped
is
out.
Great.
They've been pumping it. Pumping it out marketing-wise.
Mm-hmm. Peacock's taking off. Peacock's killing it. Yellowstone's on right now. Season 4. God.
I'm on season 3 right now. I just started, and I've hit a little bit of a bump. Season 2 was pretty fucking exhilarating, and I really enjoyed it. But then it's like they just jump right in. It's almost like, okay, they're going to do something similar to last season, but, you know, because of the land grabs, right?
Yeah.
But it is a monster, obviously, escalation on who's trying to grab the land and for what purpose.
And season 3 ends fucking crazy.
Oh, I got it.
Shit.
I did fall asleep there, but I was watching it late. But I'm on episode 2. Episode 3, but I got to watch episode 2 again.
Stay with it.
So I got to stick with it because I mean, the first two seasons were wonderful.
Fucking Rip is the greatest TV character ever created.
God damn. He's the baddest. I wouldn't go that far, but he's a badass.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Just, yeah, bro, take motherfuckers to the train, bro.
There's one rule in the bunkhouse. You want to fight? You fight me.
Oh, that was a good line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's so confident, too, because his lady's over here fucking other dudes sometimes, just doing whatever she wants. And he's like, yeah, all right. He don't give a fuck, bro. This man has been wounded in the past, and he's just riding it out at this point, just fucking following orders, being a good guy. Because people, he's only killing people who deserve it.
I love cowboy shit. I love cowboy
TV
shit.
Justice is just awesome, ain't it?
I love like CIA shit. I love anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan, the bring back, because back the character of Jack Ryan as Harrison Ford was fucking phenomenal. All those movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when they got John, whatever his name from The Office to start playing Jack
Ryan. I don't
know
his exact name.
But they tried it with Chris Pine for a minute and it was like, not Chris Pine.
No.
But John blah, 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 from The Office, the perfect Jack
Ryan. That guy. The fucking guy that always was in love with Pam, right? Or they had that thing going, him and Pam. I was never a big Office guy, but I was also at that point in my life, not much TV was popping off. So it's not my fault. It's not my fault. But yeah, that.
I love that whole world. I wish I could have been a CIA secret operative.
Oh, my God, bro. Honestly, I think that a lot of times these guys are only doing secret ops, this type of stuff, getting this jobs level clearance, just so that they could always just have that moment where they tell a story to another special ops guy about some shit that happened that no one really knows happened.
That's the best part. Like, you're having drinks with another guy, and you start swapping stories. That's what it's all about.
He's like, you want to know what happened in Kandahar? You want to know what happened in Kandahar? I'll tell you. There's a lot of pausing, too, you know, because they're fucking reflecting with such emotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was going after an asset. I think he was a deputy chief somewhere in Somalia of the Somali army terrorist organization. Huge fucking find on my part, man. This could have been a goddamn game changer for the agency. And I had this dude teed up, Todd. I knew everything about him, the ins and outs, where his stash houses were. I knew he had a gambling problem. He owed money. His time was running out, and I could flip him. So I go to meet him. I meet him at a little coffee shop in the back, Todd. I didn't even meet him in the front. We met in the back, and everything's going smooth. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, he just changes his story up, dude. He just changed it up.
Just changed it right up?
Suddenly, he wants to fucking take me in. He wants to say that I'm a terrorist. It's espionage, CIA. I'm looking at 10 years. If I make it past the beatings, if I get past all of the torture, maybe I'll get out. I had to make a move, so I stabbed him in his chest. I walked out before anybody noticed, and he died at the table. And ironically, I reflect back, and it was 2 days before his daughter's wedding, Todd. And this fucking guy had a full family, four other kids. And to this day, I just got to think, like, was there anything else, man, I could have did?
I get it, brother. Listen, I spent 7 years in Bogota, 7 years in Colombia, down there, just beating our heads against a brick wall. Nothing breaking, nothing breaking. I'm finally on a day off. I hadn't had a day off in like 7 months. I find this little cantina, a little out of the way, off this back alley, this little cantina. Mm-hmm. It's only me and two other guys in there. You know, they're playing ping pong, and I'm sitting at the bar. I just order a cerveza. The waitress is also serving as the bartender, 9 months pregnant, right? Sweet lady. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the two guys play ping pong, and the one guy just beating the hell out of the other guy. One guy had no business being at the table. And I look at the guy who's wiping the other guy's ass all over the court, and I'm like, wow, it's him. It's Ernesto Vargas, the leader of the Delgado cartel, the butcher of Bogota. And he looks over at me, yells at the other guy, because the other guy can't even score on him. And he yells at me, he says, hey, gringo, you want to play a game? He says in Spanish, because we're in Colombia.
Tú quieres jugar un game?
And I'm like, sí. I mean, this is the butcher of Bogota. We've been with there 7 years trying to get inside this guy. I find him at a cantina off a back alley playing ping pong. It's just me, him, and I assume the other guy's a bodyguard. And this 9-month pregnant woman who's being the waitress slash bartender. So I go over, I take the paddle from the bodyguard. He stands over by the door, just kind of watching. And we play. And it's a battle, dude. He's good at ping pong. I thought I was good at ping pong. He's really good at ping pong. It's a back and forth battle. We're tied 16 all. The waitress brings over 2 more cervezas on the tray. And then all of a sudden, I hear the glass shatter. She drops the tray with our beer. And she grabs her stomach and she yells out in pain. She drops on the floor, lays down on her back. It's go time. She's giving birth right there in the cantina.
Yeah, by the ping pong table.
I thrust toward her. I get down to the ground. And I can see the head start to crest from the vagina. And I look over and Ernesto Vargas, he's kind of freaking out. The butcher of Bogota, he's kind of freaking out. He's like, I don't know what to do. He looks at his bodyguard. I look at him and I'm like, sit. I knew there was a clinic right down the street, right? There's a doctor at a clinic right down the street. So I yell at the bodyguard. I'm like, you go get the doctor from the clinic now. And he just looks at me like I'm an idiot. And then Vargas looks at him and he says, Aurora. He yells now in Spanish at him. So he takes off. Now it's just me and the butcher Bogota alone with this woman who's about to give birth on the floor of this cantina. So I yell for him to give me assistance. I'm like, you need to come here. Hold her hand. Hold her hand tight while I deliver this baby. So he does. And as the baby's delivered, I pull it out. I pull it to my chest. And I clean it off with the bar towel she had around her shoulder. Yeah. And I look. It's a boy, by the way. It's a little boy. Yeah. And I look over at Vargas, and he's smiling. He's like, a tear runs down his cheek. He's like, oh, my God. This is the miracle of childbirth. We just birthed a baby. I did a lot more than he did. All he did was hold her hand. But still, he felt like he was part of it. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I look at him and I say, uh-oh, I think there's another one coming. Twins.
Twins!
He says, what? Actually, he says, K? And I say, K? Twins. Twins. Look, look. So he gets down. He starts to look in the vagina for the second baby, the twin. And then I took the baby and I pulled it back. I wrapped the umbilical cord around Vargas's neck, and I planted my feet against the mother who's given birth, and I pull the baby by the legs, and I stretch out, like almost in a plank position, fast as I can, tightening the umbilical cord around Vargas's neck, and I strangle him to death. He dies. I let go of the baby, and I run out the back before the bodyguard can get back with the doctor, and no one was the wiser. I found out, Sean, 9 years later, that baby took credit for the murder of Vargas, ended up taking over control of the Del Golfo cartel. A 9-year-old child was running the Del Golfo cartel, and it was right then I knew, ain't shit we're doing down here is making a difference. You cut the head off the snake, it just grows a new head. So I gave it up forever. I walked away, and I went into the private sector where I could really make a difference. And now, as a loss prevention specialist at Hobby Lobby, I know that I can really make an impact.
I dare someone try to steal a fucking 4-foot letter A from you on your watch.
No one's getting out of here with free fabric.
I'll tell you that.
I can tell you that right now.
You see them? Yeah, stay away from the expensive paintbrushes if you don't have the money for them.
Mm.
I'll tell you what, man. I got PNG'd back to headquarters, bro. It was fucking wild, man.
All those stories. You imagine having those stories.
Just having those. The reflection.
Incredible.
Publicly, the government said the man had a heart attack, but privately, they were fucking livid with our government.
Just the baddest ass motherfuckers walking the planet. Just the baddest ass motherfuckers walking the planet.
I respected your climax, bro, when you fucking when you were fucking using the woman's stomach as leverage with your foot as you choked out the fucking biggest Bogotagian. How do you say, who are people from Bogota called? What are they called? Bogotagians?
I don't know. Bogotans? Bogotans? Are you a bogey? I don't know what they're called. But that would be the best way to kill a person ever. Using a baby and the umbilical cord to strangle someone?
I mean, that's a born assassin. By the way, I don't know if people know this, but in Bogota, originally they got that name because it used to be the area where everything was buy one, get one free.
Oh.
And then it just fucking moved into the drug sector.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the way CD Universe went from the music and the CDs into the fucking butt plugs.
That's how that's how Colombia got as a leader in the cocaine industry was the BOGOs. They were giving out the buy one, get one.
The guy will get one free toss.
Mm-hmm. Past Mexico.
By the way, I saw a video the other day of a baby gender reveal in Colombia where they kick open a fucking kilo of cocaine. They have a truck that drives a whole load of fake kilos.
Oh, nice.
And then they tip the truck over around a corner, and then all of those keys come flying out. And then if the cocaine is purple, I mean, if it's pink, then obviously it's a girl. If the cocaine is blue, it's a little boy. Little drug lord.
That's how drug lords do gender reveals.
Yeah, that's what they do. They load up a fake fucking truckload of drugs that have been food colored during the fermentation process of the cocaine when they dry it out.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people would have worked in a cocaine processing facility, but they were too insecure to be butt naked all day.
Right?
Like, you ever think about that?
And it's a good job, probably. It probably pays very well, but you know, if you're a little self-conscious about your body, you're probably not going to want to work in a Colombian cocaine lab.
If you better be really, really fucking confident being walking around with your cock hanging out there.
Cuz you're butt naked in there from the moment you check in.
I wonder if anybody's ever been there butt naked with their cock hanging out and they're just high enough where their cock's above the table and then someone sneezed on the other side and some cocaine went in his cock tip, like in his pee hole. Now, is that a thing? Does that do any stimulation? Is there an issue down there? I wonder, will it make them rock hard? Because I know that obviously a lot of people do enjoy snorting cocaine when they have sex.
I would assume like when you're cutting it up or whatever, like your latex gloves have cocaine residue all over. If you just take your finger and just boop, right up your butthole, like that's a quick way to get it into your system.
All right to the butt?
Yeah.
Have you ever done all the people out there right now that used to put stuff in their ass like that, like chug alcohol through their butts or whatever, like you do the vodka in the butt and I guess you get lit.
Yeah. I've never been in that much of a rush. I just take my time and just drink it.
I'll just do a few shots. I catch up pretty quick and that's a 240 pound gentleman.
Yeah, that's like, you know, if I find myself in a situation like, oh, I only have 20 seconds to get fucked up, I'd think about it.
Yeah. Maybe pop a quick one in the ass there, a little vodka shot right to the butthole. Are you going straw to get it in there? Because I don't think that, I'm not sure that if I just pour it onto my butt that it's going to all go in there. I think it's a lot going to just fall. Basically, I'm just going to be scrubbing my taint with vodka.
How does that work? Is there some kind of like bag you got to squeeze like an enema and it shoots it up in there?
I don't know. Do you have to use like the little funnels they use when you get your oil changed?
I think so. And then is there a way for me to like suck it in? I don't know.
You've sucked the turd back in when you didn't want it to come out when it popped the turtle head like when you're at a carnival.
True, true. I think it's the same thing
that sucking like when you don't want. Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like if you sit down and take a dump and then you let it fly right when you let it fly, you realize there's no toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Right back into the butt. I think it's that.
You know what I would do, a cool gender reveal for like an evil dictator would be?
Huh?
Like you, like all the old commanders, like you, after you like create a coup and you take over and you're the new dictator and you're going to execute them all by firing squad and you have them sit out there. You have whoever the doctor knows what the sex of your baby is going to be. And then you put like whatever color powder inside a vest and you put it on everybody that's about to be executed. And after firing squad, fuego. What is that? What is happening?
What?
Can you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know. There's a podcast that's playing in my headphones.
That's playing through your computer or something, bro. Fucking Spotify.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm not going to be able to find it. It's going to fuck up this whole episode because I can't hear shit. I'm going to have to hit my Apple Music. Oh, my God. Fucking mark that. 41 seconds. That was blasting in my ear hole.
Well, I won't be able to hear it, and they won't be able to hear it.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of funny, I think. So,
Apple Music just started playing a podcast in my fucking ear hole.
Did you hit the space bar?
I haven't. No, my keyboard's way over here. I didn't hit anything, which is weird. At first, I thought it was my phone. It was like playing through my phone. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't even remember what you're talking about before that.
Gender reveals from evil dictators.
Oh, yes, yes.
Fuego. And the blue powder shoots off after everybody just drops. Dead? That'd be awesome.
Oh, so you're saying they have a pallet inside their shirt.
Yeah, they're like a vest lined with either blue or pink powder. But the firing squad doesn't know. The dictator doesn't know. So until the execution takes place, and when they yell, fire, just blue shit. Fire. Ah, it's a boy.
You know what's funny is that you were telling that story, and then when the podcast started playing in only your ears, I thought it was I didn't know what the hell was happening. I'm like, I had to break character. Is this part of this? Is this something going on? Is he talking about what happened? He's talking to the firing. Is he a firing squad guy talking to the victims? I don't understand.
Like it would save the firing squad. Oh wait, a podcast is going up in my ear hole. Hang on.
I'll tell you what, we have again. This is one of those episodes that we're just covering things that the mainstream podcast networks won't fucking cover, man. It's almost like
afraid to.
I don't know. Are we martyrs? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Heroes, at the very least.
We're lyrical heroes. We're bringing, like, people aren't discussing the things that need to be discussed.
They're not.
And listen, if you're one of those people and you kind of find yourself being timid about not wanting to discuss the actual topics that you should be, bro, just relax, man. Look at how fucking successful we are.
Yeah. I mean, there's real subjects to be talked about here. We could dance around. Look what's happening in the news. We're tackling the real
issues. JD's ashy.
Fucking guy. That fucking guy. I feel bad for him because he tries to hide it with the leg wear. You can tell there was just a little crack there, and somebody, maybe it's Photoshop, because who would have thought I need to blow up this photo?
No, there's a picture on the court. Someone, and they zoomed in, and they just
right. But who's like, oh, I'm going to zoom? Maybe they did. Like, I want to see what kind of socks he's wearing. So they zoomed in, like, look at the leg.
Look at that,
guys. It looks like he might just crack and just shatter. Like his legs below his calf would just into just a pile of ash, and he's on the floor, and he's nubs from the calf down. It almost looks like it's getting that bad.
Kevin Durant would be placed on the injured reserve list after his ankle cracked off. Kevin Durant, if anybody's seen Kevin Durant's ankle bark, please return it back. We got the playoffs coming up.
By the way, if I die, listen, this is my plan. If I die, and you make sure you carry through with this, as my best friend. Okay. So I want to be cremated, turned into ash, and then rubbed all over Kevin Durant's lower legs during the NBA playoffs.
Damn.
That way I can have a piece of that championship.
Dude, that's deep, man.
Mm-hmm.
How about we put your ashes into some lotion, and we mix it up real good, and then we give it to him as championship lucky lotion?
I like it.
And then he rubs it into his cracks on his legs and ankles, and then now you're really in there.
There you go.
Otherwise,
as close as I can get to an NBA championship myself.
And let's say this. If he doesn't make it and LeBron does, we can take your ashes and put him there with the powder that he throws in the sky if he goes on the court.
I like that.
Now there you are. You're part of everything. You're the matter. You matter now. You literally matter.
That, or I want to go into the little bucket during like deadlift guy set the world deadlift record, you know, because they dip their hands in there for the chalk and they smack it and they just the powder goes up before they grab the bar. Like, just do that in my ashes.
Yeah.
I want to be part of a world record, bro.
Maybe your buddy over there in Bogota, the kid, what he'll do is he'll start to scatter your ashes into the cocaine processing facility.
Nice.
So that eventually, in the most ironic twist of fate, a 22-year state police detective is now being snorted up across America in cocaine noses from state to state.
I like it. Maybe I could just get Charlie Sheen to snort me.
Yeah.
Somebody famous. Snort me and make a TikTok video of it.
Oh, well, we don't want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want your ashes to get crossed up in a Johnson & Johnson baby powder truck. And then now you're just being put on people's ass cracks for a long day of hard work.
No, I don't want to be rubbing.
You don't want to help. Your legacy doesn't want to be known as helping people with chapped ass.
No.
Because then you become part of chapped ass. Now you're part of big chapped ass.
I want to be part of something great. Part of a world record. Part of a championship. An NBA championship.
Not
snorted up some famous person's nose. Something like that. Some preferably, not even Charlie Sheen. Preferably somebody that's at least won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Daniel Day-Lewis would snort me.
That would be nice.
I don't know what he's into.
Okay, is there anybody's ass that you would be okay with being powdered if you got caught up with the Johnson &
Jennifer
Johnson?
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, that's a good one.
You can put me all up in Jennifer Aniston's ass. I don't care.
Just you as you mixed
just let
in
me live up
baby
there.
Powder, bro. Just
in let there, me live there.
Helping combat chapness. Mm-hmm. Helping combat perspiration smell.
Just let me live there. I feel I could shrink myself right now into a tiny little person. I would just live in her asshole.
Would you put up a tent, or would you just go? Would you just kind of like under the stars with just like a fucking a sleeping bag on the ground of her?
I would just like, you know, when you're a kid and you get in a hallway and you can put your legs up on one side of the wall and then your back against the other and you just kind of stay there. I would just do that on her anal wall.
Okay.
And just hang out there for as long as I could.
Post up. Mm-hmm. Just not a bad post. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just hang
out there.
People
have been posted in worse places.
Mm-hmm.
Lot worse places. But don't get me started. You know what
don't
I mean?
Don't get me started. Some dude tries to get in there, I'll just fucking kick it. I'll kick his dick. Get out.
Now I have a question.
I live here. You got a search warrant?
It's my ass. My ass house. I have a question. A lot of people said that you did a lot of strip searching during your 22 years, and they said that there's a secret to 1041. A secret meaning is that's how many dicks you've seen in your lifetime.
1,041 assholes I've penetrated with this finger, searching for dope bags. That's where it came from. 1041. 1,041 asshole searches, anal cavity searches in my career over the 21 years.
Someone said at one point your entire tip of your finger was actually a fingernail, like all the way around in the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just so callous from just rubbing up against asshole meat.
Mm-hmm. People would call me. I was so good at searching cavities. People would call me from all over the state.
They'd fly
me
out
3 in the morning. Like, yeah, bring a helicopter. Pff, take me up to Gary, Indiana. Pff, drop me off. Glove up. Let's go. Where's it at?
Now, is it true that you kind of wore it was similar to a bowling glove where it'd cover all your fingers but your main one?
Yeah, well, it gave me wrist support. Because if you do that many cavity searches, you're going to risk getting carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you got to go in there. It's a rotating motion, check all the way around. And so I wore one of those carpal tunnel gloves. You ever seen them?
Yeah.
And then, but mine was modified to where there was a latex glove at the end. It went over the hand part.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, when you're at the top of your game, you're going to have top of the game level accessories. You know what I mean?
You got to.
Like, you're not going to have a Big Lots level action. You're not going to have Dollar General glass gloves.
You're only as good as your gear. You're only as good as your gear. I can't say it enough.
Yeah, you know what? You can preach that until you're red.
Same way in cornhole. How good are you going to be if you're playing with the red and blue little bing bags that you get with the Walmart set?
Yeah.
No, you're only as good as your gear.
I use those bags to prop up things that are unlevel, that have like a wobble.
Mm-hmm. I like to use them as coasters.
Yeah, those. If you really break those fucking shitty Walmart cornhole bags in,
mm-hmm.
they really make good. You can fold them over and like level off a table or a barn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They make it like you can put them in your palm of your hands and do like pull-ups so you don't have to wear gloves. Keep you from callousing up your hands.
That's a big deal.
I legitimately used mine as a coaster before. Like, because I had them sitting on the bar outside and they're so thin, you know what I mean? It's like, so I'm just like fucking set my beer glass in the middle of it and it was like, oh, that's fucking steady, dude.
How's the bar going out there?
We haven't been at it for a while. We're trying to figure out a way to enclose the bar with like some kind of real heavy plastic or something so we can just put a little heater in there and use it year round.
Yeah.
So we're working on that right now. Hopefully we can get it figured out by the time like snow starts to hit.
What kind of heaters are we talking about? We're going to be running in there.
Well, she bought this one heater that screws into like a little LP grill tank.
Okay.
And it's got these two heaters that come off
a
like this.
Tank?
It looks like headlights almost.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah. And dude, it puts out some fucking heat.
Yeah, so that motherfucker is great.
So as long as we can create like a curtain situation with some that thicker vinyl, that see-through vinyl shit, I think that's all we need. And it doesn't have to be airtight at the top because you don't want those LP fumes trapped.
I got an
anyway.
Idea. I got an idea.
All right.
Now, this might cost a little bit. You might have to get a little small, little loan.
Mm-hmm.
But get some heavy-duty curtains that open up and close all the way. Put a bar out there on the lip of the fucking, you know, the ending of it, you know, the roof line.
Right.
And just get some good-ass heavy-duty fucking stage curtains.
We could. I was kind of thinking that we want to be able to see through it.
Oh, good point.
So I don't know if because
it's gonna be blurry though. It's gonna be all fucking like if you when you get in your car and it's all wet with water or whatever and you can't see, like it's gonna have that.
It probably would because it would get dirty quick. But we just went to a brunch and this place we like, Cholita in Broad Ripple, has this outdoor patio, and they had these panels, and it was like a real thick plastic, and you could see through it down into the street. It was right next to where you and I used to sit on that balcony at that sushi place.
Okay, yeah.
It's
drink
like
Coronas
right
shit.
Across the street from it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we were like, man, if we could create some kind of situation like that. And they had overhead heaters, but I think this space is so small, one heater. I could probably plug in my electric heater. It would probably heat it.
Yeah, because you only need the bar area, really.
Uh-huh.
The inside bar and then the seats.
So what we got to do is cover between the posts all the way around with something that holds 80% of the heat in. I think we're good.
I like that move.
Year-round outdoor bar. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I like that. That's what you want. Like you need the year-round bar. You need it. It's part of the – like you don't want to create an unbelievable spot like that and then only be able to enjoy it seasonally.
Yeah, because it's this fucking Indiana weather, dude.
We're still cranking over here in Jersey. No snow yet, knock on wood.
Yeah, us either, but I don't want to.
But, I mean, I'm out here. I'm still wearing shorts today. I have like – I mean, it's cold as fuck outside, but it's not. It's still sunny, you know?
Isn't it weird, my present situation – as long as I throw a sweatshirt on, I can wear shorts year round. Like, and it's just because I have so much body fat on me right now, dude. I just weighed in at 220 at the doctor this morning.
Oh, is that big for you?
That's big for me, bro. I'm usually 205. I'm still a little bit overweight. Like, my sweet spot's probably, I should be like 190, probably. If I'm really in shape, 190. But 220, that's just... almost as much as I was when I forced myself to gain weight for the weight loss challenge.
How much were you at? How was your lowest weight during that challenge?
Oh, I think I got down to like 172, 171. I know, bro. 43 pounds. I lost 43 pounds. So I think I was down from like 223 to 170, maybe. Whatever the math is. I don't know.
That's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
I'm digging my new little fucking feeling here in my new studio.
I like it.
I feel like the vibe is nice and the feel. I could be a little bit louder because, like, no one, like, before it was I was just in that front living room that doesn't have a door.
Uh huh. You know what's great, too? You don't have to have any sound absorbing panels up because you don't have any straight lines in there. It's got the angled ceiling and all these cuts in it. So that keeps sound from echoing, from bouncing around. Because that's why we're like real radio studios don't have any straight walls because for that reason.
Well, fucking nice facts by you.
Yeah, you just saved a fucking ton of money in acoustics, bro.
I was just on Amazon loading up my cart, too.
Don't need it. Don't need it. Because I was going to do that in here so I didn't have to put so much sound-absorbing shit up. I was going to create, like, fake angles in here, just like with plywood and then, you know, paint it like wood. But...
yeah, this is a fucking, this must be perfect for podcast then.
It is.
But also, I my family doesn't have to hear me being a loud fuck and saying a bunch of, bragging about my butt, my fucking butt.
My butt plug situation.
What's going on in there? What's he talking about?
Oh, man. I'm so glad CD Universe is on board. Pretty much the only sponsorships we need are 3Chi and CD Universe. And I think we've got everything covered.
Yeah. We also, luckily,
fun time.
I mean, listen. If you look at all the sponsors we do have, we got bird dogs. We're getting people dressed nice. We're getting them trimmed up with Manscaped.
Mm-hmm.
We have them looking right. We have them smelling right. We have their hair all cleaned up, right? We're eating good because we got the HelloFresh. We're all comfortably numb. Thank God a 3Chi. And now we all have butt plugs up our asses and we're taking down strokers.
Now you're finally filling holes like a professional.
Yes, sir. At 20% off.
At 20% off. All right, brother. Let's do this again in a day or two.
All right, buddy. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.